This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 157 for Wednesday, November 24th. ICE canola futures are pushing higher on Wednesday morning, with two contracts now over $1,000. The January canola contract gains $5.30 at $1,030 per ton. The March contract rises $5.10 at $1,250 per ton. Support is coming from strong upticks in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, along with moderate gains in Malaysian palm oil. Ongoing situations with tight supplies, price rationing, and a disappointing prairie harvest are contributing to higher canola values as well. Small declines in global crude oil prices are putting some pressure on biofuel values and, in effect, those for edible oils. Canadian Pacific Railway reopened its line to Vancouver yesterday, and Canadian National plans to do the same today. However, southern British Columbia is forecast to receive upwards to 80 millimeters of rain starting today. CN has been continuing its service to Prince Rupert. Despite growing strength in the United States dollar, the Canadian dollar is higher this morning. The loonie is at 78.83 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 78.7. The U.S. markets will operate on regular hours today and will be closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving. Also, they will close early on Friday. However, the ICE canola market continues with its regular trading hours. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports two private sales. One is for 330,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The other is for 100,000 tons of corn to Mexico. The USDA is trimming 1.1% off of its projections for agriculture exports this year. The department expects exports to total $175.5 billion, primarily due to a $3.9 billion drop in soybean exports. The USDA is calling for record ethanol exports of $2.9 billion. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday morning. The January contract rises 6.5 cents at $12.79.5 per bushel. January soy oil climbs 1.36 cents at 61.44 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal pulls back $3.10 at $353 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday morning, with the March contract gaining 6 cents at $5.94.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the March contract jumping 12 cents at $7.57. The wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March slipping 2 cents at $8.66. Kansas City March is up 4 cents at $8.88. And Minneapolis March gains 8 cents at $10.54. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, November 24th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.